Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jayant Bhandari, private investor as well as consultant to many well-known larger investors in the resource sector. I think a lot of our listeners, whether you are longtime listeners or some of our newer listeners, you guys have heard from Jayant before. And as you probably know, we do like to focus on some of the companies that Jayant has found where he thinks there's a bit of a disconnect. Sometimes an arbitrage opportunity, other times simply a company that just is not really getting any love from the market. We're going to start with LaSalle Exploration. So traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LSX. Back on January 9th, the company announced that it was merging with Harfang Exploration. Harfang is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HAR. And this merger also came along with a strategic investment from Monarch Mining Corporation. Now, one thing to note is that LaSalle and Harfang are small market cap companies. Right now, LaSalle is right around 9 to 10 million in market cap Canadian. Harfang is a bit bigger than that, but still about under 20 million market cap. Jayant, take us through what you like about this merger and even investment from Monarch Mining, please.
So, Corey, I have been a shareholder of Harfang for a long time. This company has a very large project called Serpent Project, and they have had some good grades from this project. What was lacking in this project was that at the center of the project was a property of another company called LaSalle Exploration. So now this merger makes really a lot of sense because the main part of the project is within the two projects, one with LaSalle and one with Serpent Project of Harfang Exploration. So once this project gets merged, they will have a contiguous project in one company. So this merger makes really a lot of sense to me. The pro forma market capitalization of the two companies will be $28 million, and they will have about $10 million in cash. They are, of course, raising some money with the merger. And because I have liked Harfang, I'm now moving my ownership from Harfang to LaSalle Exploration because owning LaSalle gives me about 5 to 10% arbitrage upside as well. I think LaSalle should fall to 9 cents any of these days. And that's what I have historically seen in these kind of mergers because the liquidity is very low. It should fall to 9 cents before the merger is complete. So I will sell my Harfang Exploration shares and buy LaSalle shares and end up owning the same number of shares at about 10% lower cost base. Now, this Serpent project has given them some very good results. Both of these companies are generative companies. They have a lot of other projects. So this will be a larger generative companies, and their key project will be a contiguous projects without any gaps within the project, which makes this project what is Radisson under LaSalle and what is Serpent under Harfang as one project, and that will become a much more exciting project.
Well, Jayant, it's interesting because we're starting to see more M&A deals, and in the case of mergers, do you think we'll continue to see this trend of maybe two smaller companies with adjoining land packages combined to become a larger entity to attract more investor interest, but also combine their cash, combine their assets, and look for synergies between the two teams? Do you think that's the trend we're going to see more of in the precious metal space?
I'm not sure, Shad. The thing is that egos of the CEOs come in between and no one wants to lose his job. What is happening in case of Harfang Exploration is that the CEO of Harfang has been wanting to leave the company for his personal reasons or whatever the reason is, I don't know. But he was about to leave anyway, so that made it easier for this transaction to happen. But in general, I have seen that when two smaller companies have synergies, egos or interest of individual CEOs stop a merger from happening.
So, Jayant, when you look at this combined company now, they do have actually a fairly impressive team with individuals helping to run or heavily involved in some other companies. as you said, though, both of these companies do bring to the table a lot of other projects, in a way, almost like a prospect generator model. Are you expecting them to use some of that $10 million to truly go after their flagship project, or are you expecting them to work it up for a potential JV?
Oh, they want to use their money for the Serpent project. They have already made it known to the public that they want to do a fair bit of drilling once the merger is complete. Remember, because Radisson project is within the boundary of Serpent project, they couldn't, neither of the companies wanted to drill close to each other's areas, because then they would be helping the other party more than they would be helping themselves. So this strange thing happens when there are two projects with the trend over going over both the projects. Neither of the companies wanted to work close to the border. Now they will be able to do so. And that will actually be a true synergy for this project.
Giant, one other question then on the back of Shad's question, with the combination of some of these smaller entities moving, let's say, for LaSalle from a $10 million market cap, then the combined entity of, let's say, between $25 to $30 million market cap, does that bring more investors to the table? Or for you, is it more about this cash that is now within the company that allows them to go explore?
Well, I think both. It will bring more attention to the combined entity. They will have better resources. They will have a wider network of investors. So this is a win-win-win situation in my view. I have always liked Harfang Resource Exploration. I always thought Serpent was a good project, and now it becomes a much better project because of the combination of the two projects into one.
So then, Giant, just to wrap us up with this combination and then the exploration that is upcoming on the Serpent property, what's your timeline? What are you expecting in terms of work? What do you think could help drive this combined entity forward in terms of catalysts?
Well, they will be drilling areas that both the companies were, from what I see, avoiding drilling so far. So they will be drilling some key areas. The key areas are at the borders of the two projects. So that makes it a very exciting thing. I think they did a news release saying that once the merger is complete, they would be drilling about 6,000 meters as soon as the merger is complete. My number can be slightly wrong, but that's where the money is going to go into. Monarch Mining is investing a fair bit of money in this, the financing that they are doing. They don't necessarily need the money right now, but they are still raising about $5 million to add to the treasury.
Okay, Giant. Well, thanks for sharing your insights on that. And congratulations on, once again, playing the arbitrage. I always consider you our arbitrage guru, because you're able to find these disconnects and market disconnects that allow you to take positions in a company at a good discount compared to if you'd held the initial company. So moving on to another one we've discussed off mic and discussed last time, and that is Montage Gold. We were talking about the opportunity and the setup there, and I thought you had some interesting comments about what stage they are at as a company and what their options may be. So why don't you walk us through your investment thesis in Montage Gold?
So I quite like the management of Montage Gold. Mark Bristow of Barrick always says that he likes to own projects that are 2 grams per ton grading projects. Now, that's a good simplistic yardstick, but at the end of the day, looking for is profitability. Montage has 0.65 grams per ton rock average grade. Now, this looks low, but this is a very good grade rock for what they have. The cost of processing is very low, cost of mining is very low. They have massive intersections of ore body here. So this will be a low cost operation. And the IRR of Montage's project is more than 50%. So this is it has very solid economics. They came out with a news release this morning talking about what the feasibility report is going to be like when it comes out in about 2 weeks. And they basically claim that the feasibility report is going to look very similar to what they had in the PEA. So in my view, the economics should still continue to look very solid, and that should be very good for this company. The valuation to me is very good. The upside is very interesting. Mark Bristow of Barrick has run several projects in West Africa. So my view is that this is a project he should be looking at.
Okay, so you see this as a takeover target. The company does have over 4 million ounces in the ground, right around 0.6 grams per ton. Now, Giant, when we see this upcoming feasibility study, what are you expecting costs to be like? Because they even outlined that in their recent news release that say, we are watching the potential impacts of operating and capital cost inflation. However, their lead consultant has significant experience designing and building projects. That still doesn't mean that they won't experience some cost inflation.
Absolutely. I mean, that's indeed possible, Corey, but the IRR was more than 50% when the PEA came out. The gold price is higher. It's more than $1,800 today. And they will have completed their feasibility report. The company will still have ended up with about $10 million in cash in the treasury. So they look like a company in a good position to negotiate with a good partner to work on this project.
Giant, in a company like this, not just Montage, but just a development stage company with a lot of ounces in the ground, they get to that crucial point where they've got to make a decision of should they build the project, should they make it attractive enough to get a takeover, should they bring in a strategic partner. I think we've talked about this before, but just for listeners that are checking this out for the first time, what is your preference in that scenario? Would you like to see a company build it? Would you like to see them sell it? Would you like to see them bring in a JV partner? How do you like to play it?
Well, I want them to sell the project because they are geologists, they are explorers, they are not mine builders. Now, having said that, I have to say Hugh has actually did build mines for Redback Mining when he was working there. But I think they are basically geologists and explorers. So I would want them to sell the project to a bigger entity. Now, they won't say that in public that they want to sell the project because then the market starts thinking that the project is not going to go into production unless it gets sold. So they still have to do they have to still talk about taking the project towards production, which they will actually. They will move it forward towards production. But my hope is that because the project is so big and because the economics of the project is so solid and because the valuation is so good, big companies should be looking at this project, make it a part of their operations.
What about the exploration that the company has planned this year? Stepping away from the known resource, looking for some higher grade satellite zone, some sort of newer, higher grade discovery. They have some defined targets. What's your assessment of those exploration plans for this year?
Well, and I think that's where there's a lot of excitement about because this is a very large project and they have hit some very good grade hits off outside the known resources. Now, they're still completing their feasibility report because whatever they find outside the known resources is going to be an extra upside for them. Now, because they have found some high-grade hits outside the known resources, they should be able to improve the economics even further over the known feasibility report. I don't think they're going to incorporate those grades over the next few months in the feasibility report, but that will be just extra good upside for the company.
All right, Giant. Always great having you back on the show and always interesting hearing what companies you are following. LaSalle is a new one to me, so we will do some digging into that now. Combined Entity and Montage Gold, we have had them on the show a couple times. We will also post that link to the most recent call with Montage Gold underneath this interview. Giant, thank you, as always, for your time. We'll chat again soon.